We begin Tehillim Kapitel Tes, Tehillim Chapter 9, which begins Lamnatseach al Mus Labein Mizmor Ledovid. Again, David addresses instructions to the Menatseach, to the leader. But then we have this mysterious phrase, Al Mus Labein, which has many, many meanings. Some say that this is a song of victory, which David HaMelech recited upon the death of one of his enemies, whose name was Laban. That was his name. Others say that Laban is the word Novol, with the letters intertransposed. And this is a mizmor said when Novol HaKarmeli died. Radak dismisses those opinions and instead follows the traditional opinion, which we find in the Targum itself, that we're referring here to none other than Goliath, and that this is the victory song which David sang upon the death of the Philistine Goliath HaPlishti, who is called in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Yud Zayin, Posuk Dalet, Vayetze Ish HaBeinayim Mimachanos Plishtim. That Goliath is referred to as the Ish HaBeinayim, and therefore Labain is referring to Goliath. There are several passages in this Kapitel Tehillim which would lend support to the view that this is a victory song sung over that particular victory of David against Goliath. David against Goliath. Let us now look at the actual words of this particular song, this particular psalm. Odeh Hashem b'chol libi asapro kol nifloosecha. God, I thank you with all my heart. I will tell all of your wonders. Radak takes the approach that since this was such an important victory, therefore we have repeated in this pasuk base, b'chol libi, kol niflosech, all my heart, all your wonders, because this was a teshua gedola. He also takes another approach, and that is, when a person experiences one great miracle, or one great favor, one great success, this causes him to remember the other successes in his life. And therefore, when David responds with song to the victory over Goliath, he also tells the tale of all the niflos, kol niflosecha. In the words of Radak, Ki al pele echod yisaper odom hapeloim ho acherim sheovru. A person retells the other wonderful events that he had in the past. As we say, zecher oso lenifla osov. It's not only a song for this current victory, but it's a review and a retelling of victories of old. Esmecho v'el tzovoch azamro shimcho elyon. I will sing and rejoice in you. I will sing your name, your praises, O Elyon, the divine one, the one who is exalted above everything else. Bishuv oivai ochor yikoshlu v'yovdu miponecho. When my enemies were beaten back, they stumbled and they were lost before you. Here, Radak says this fits very well with the story of David's victory over Goliath in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Yud Zayin, where we are told, Ki meis giborom vayonusu, that all the heroes, the soldiers of the Philistines, died and fled. This fits very well with this phrase in Pasuk Dalet, Bishuv oivai ochor, when my enemies were beaten back, turned back, fled from me. Ki osisa mishpoti vedini, you indeed did what was right and good for me. Yoshafto lechisei shofet tzedek, you sat on your throne as a judge, a righteous judge. David experiences the war between the Jewish people and the Philistines as an opportunity to stand before God and be judged. Who is the tzaddik, who is the rosha? And God, you sat in judgment and you decided in our favor. Go'arto goyim, ibadeto rosha. Now the word go'arto means to rebuke, to scold, normally. And so many translate go'arto goyim, you scolded, you rebuked the nations. Ibadeto rosha, you destroyed the wicked man. Shemom mochisa li olam v'ed, you blotted out their name forever. Here, Radak says something very important, that the word ge'oro, if it is followed by a beis, then it means to scold, to rebuke. So if it would say ge'arto goyim li ge'or boch, that means to scold. But without the beis, without the connection, go'arto bigoyim, but rather the way it reads here, go'arto goyim, Radak insists it does not mean to scold or rebuke, but it means to destroy. Go'arto goyim, ibadeto rosho, go'arto is parallel to ibadeto, it means to destroy, and Radak brings several psukim to support this. Go'arto goyim, ga'ar chayas kone, later in Tehillim, Kapitel Samaches, or in Malachi, which we just studied, Malachi, Kapitel Beis, Hineni Goer Lochem Es Hazera, which means clearly to destroy, not to scold. Again, to support that this is a retelling in a victory song of the war against the Plishtim, we can understand this phrase, Shmom Mochiso Liolom Boed, God, you blotted out their name forever. Because in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Yud Zayin, when the story is told, it says, Vayiplu Chalalei Felishtim. They fell dead. Here we have the phrase, Laolom Voed, which is usually translated, forever and ever. Not just Laolom, forever, but Laolom Voed, forever and ever. Radak here lays out for us to remember throughout Tanakh when we come across this word, Liolam Voed, that the word Voed means Orech Hazman Yoser Me'olam. It is a length of time even more than Olam. If Olam means forever, Voed means forever and ever, for all eternity. Interestingly, the Radak gives us a rule that when we have this word Ed, Voed, in the middle of a posuk, it's spelled with a patach, ad, whether it's by an esnachto or not by an esnachto, whether it's by a pause in a phrase or in the middle of a phrase. For example, Yeshaya kapitel samach talet posuk ches, v'al lo'ad tizkor avon, God, do not remember sin forever. So that's not by an asnachta, it's in the middle of a phrase. V'al lo'ad tizkor avon. It's lo'ad, not lo'ed. Similarly, when the phrase is found, the word is found, not by the end of a pasuk, but by the end of a phrase. For example, Iyov, Kapitel Chof, Pasuk Dalet. The pasuk reads, Hazos yodato mini ad. Did you know this forever? It's ad, not ed. However, whenever the word ayin dalet, meaning forever and ever, is at the end of a pasuk, as it is in our pasuk vav, then it is with a segol. It is voed, not voat. Then we have pasuk zayin, an interesting pasuk. Ho'oyev. Radak says this hey is a hey hakriya. We're calling to the enemy. O enemy, tamu chorovos. This is the end of your destruction. Tamu chorovos lo netzach. Fiorim no sashto, the cities which you abandoned, ovad zichrom hema, they are now lost without a trace. Many ways to translate the specifics of this pasuk. The interesting thing is that the Radak customarily, perhaps other lecturers in this series have pointed this out to you, that Radak customarily refers to some commentaries of his father, Adoni Ovizal, my master, my father of blessed memory. And usually these are exceptionally insightful and creative comments. Here on the phrase Tamu Chorovos, the Radak's father understands it to mean, my friends, my enemies, Ho'oyev, Hecharovos Shehoyisa Oselo Ta'aseo, you're not going to be up to your same old tricks anymore. Your destructive ways are over. Tamu Chorovos, V'orim Nosashto, and the towns which you left are lost forever. Ovad Zichrom Hema. They are lost forever. Not just Ovad Zichrom, but Ovad Zichrom Hema. Their memory, they, double, Kafal HaKinui, is the emphasis, they're lost forever. Radak suggests very interestingly that your cities will not even be recognized as once having been glorious cities. In other words, it won't be, well, these are the beautiful ruins of what's once a busy city, an important city. But rather, these ruins, people will say, this is once a big city. This is Ovad Zichrom Hema. This is how the Radak suggests it means. Lo Hema Elo Heorim Shehoyu Benuyim. These cannot possibly be once glorious cities. This is Nineveh. This is the ancient Rome. These just rubble and stones. Ovad Zichrom Hema. Hashem Laolam Yeshev. God exists forever. Remember, I pointed out earlier that Radak points out the word Yeshev means to dwell with some permanence. Konein la mishpot kiso. God has firmly established His throne. Hu yishpotei vel betzedek yodin leumim v'meishorim, and He will judge the world with justice and give true judgment to the peoples. Here we have the word tevel, which some interpret to mean the cosmos, the entire universe, the solar system. However, Radak prefers to understand Tevel as simply being Arzos HaYishuv, places where people live. Hu yishpo Tevel b'tzedek, yodin le'umim b'meishorim. Tevel refers to populated places, to the societies on earth. They're judged by God. V'hi Hashem miskov ladoch. God will be like a fortress for the poor person. Miskov li'itos batsora. God is like a fortress in times of woe. In miskov, which I translated as fortress, is often understood to mean a castle, a bastion, a place where of great, great protection, a tower of great strength. V'yivtichu v'cho yodei shemecha. And those who know your name will trust in you, will have bitachon in you. A famous pasuk, which is incorporated in the Uvol Letzion prayer, Ki lo ozavto dorshecho Hashem. There's a special bitachon, a special hashgacha for those who are yodei shemecha, who know the name of God, who are dorshecha, who speak for God. Zamru Lashem Yoshev Tzio. Hagidu Vo'am Emalilosov. Sing out to that God who dwells in Tzion. Radak points out that at this point in time, Tzion is still in the hands of the Goyim. It is still in the hands of the Yevusi, of the Jebusite. But we know, and we then knew, David then knew already, that eventually Tzion will be the dwelling place of God. And therefore he says, sing to God who dwells in Tzion, and tell his wonderful works among all the nations. And then another famous pasuk, which we say every Shabbos morning, or just about every Shabbos morning, in the memorial prayers for those communities that were killed over the course of Jewish history, Al Kiddush Hashem, the martyred communities. Ki doresh domim osom zochor. He who seeks to avenge the blood of those who were killed innocently will remember them. Lo shochach tzaakas anovim. He will not forget the cries of the humble. So until now, we have a song which is sung, a song of victory, a victory over the enemy, and a song of praise to God, who is a judge, who is a protector, in whom we can trust, and whose glories we recount to all the world. And now in Pasuk Yud Dalid, we have a prayer, which seems out of context. Until now, it's a song of thanksgiving and praise and victory and a sense of trust. And now, David prays and prays for chen, prays for matnas chinam, prays for that which he feels he does not deserve. Chonaneni Hashem, grace me, God, favor me, God. Re'ei onyi misonoi, see how impoverished I am because of my enemies. Meromami misha'arei moves, raise me up from the gates of death. God, be good to me. See how I am afflicted by persecutors. Lift me from the doors of death. There is a wonderful series of Sfarim on Tanakh, on the Mol Tanakh, Chumash and Neviim Uksuvim, called Da'as Sofrim, written by Horav Rabinovich, a wonderful, wonderful commentary, which I usually do not mention. Instead, choosing to select comments from the more classic commentaries. But occasionally, it's worthwhile to say something over in his name. And he looks at this kapitel, kapitel tes, in a very interesting and novel way. This is, seems to me to be his own chiddush, his own original insight. And that is that David here is praying for a victory which is about a victory which is not a total victory. Killing Goliath and having the Pelishtim flee is not the end of the story. There are still problems yet ahead. And that is the way it is in life. And the author of Da'as Sofrim stresses this. Often in life, you win a battle, but you know the war is still going on. You succeed at step one or step six or step seven, but you know that there's a long, hard road ahead. This is the theme, suggests the author of Da'as Sofrim, of this Kapil Tehillim. Until now, David is exalting and exulting in the victory that he has achieved. And he has a sense of a powerful judge, a righteous judge, and he has great bitachon in him, etc. But he knows there's still a long road ahead. So at this point in Pasuk Yudalit, he prays and says, Ribbono shel olam, chonaneini, help me, grace me, re'ei onyi misonoi, still see how vulnerable I still am. I still feel like I'm on the gates of death. And do this to, for me, why? Laman asapra kol tehilosecho b'sharei vaszion. So that I can one day recount all of your praises. One day I'll receive a total victory. And then I'll be able to stand in the gates of Tzion. I will have attained Tzion, the final end goal, so to speak. Or gila b'shuasecho. And I will have this type of joy called gila, a special joy in your redemption. Radak points out on the words, Kol Tehilosecha, a very, very important thing, what we might call a yesod, a fundamental component of Jewish belief. And that is, quote, Ki pa'omim ya'aseh ha'el yisborach neisim ha'odom. Many times God will do a miracle for a person, and the person is not even aware of this miracle. Maybe never aware, maybe eventually aware, but not at the time it happens. V'lo yeda ad ach hazman sheyisbonen bo. In the words of Chazal, Gemara Maseches Nida daf lamed aleph, ein bal neis makir beniso. The person who is the object of a miracle doesn't even know that the miracle occurred. And therefore, David says, Kol Tehilosecha, God, I am retelling all of your praises, the ones which are known and the ones which I might not be aware of. And the pasuk continues, returns, so to speak, to the story of Goliath and the Pelishtim and says, Tovu goyim bishachas osu. The nations, the Philistine nations, have sunk, have fallen down into the pit that they dug. They dug their own graves. Bereshes zu tomnu nilkedor raglom. In the net, in the trap which they set, that's where they fell. That's where they were caught. This is the end of all Rishoyim. They are destroyed by their own foibles, by their own stupidity, by their own mistakes, by their own overreaching, their own grandeur and grandiosity is what brings them down. And indeed, the next pasuk continues with this theme. Noda Hashem mishpot oso. God is known. He has given his judgment. Befoal kapov no kesh rosho. That the wicked man is caught in the snare he made with his own hands. He goyon Sela. This is an opportunity to reflect. Higayon. It's an opportunity for higayon v'hoda'ah, for thanksgiving. And the key phrase again, befoal kapov no kesh rosho. The rosho fell in his own by his own hands. He's caught in the snare he made in his own hands. Again, Goliath falls by the sword, by his own very sword. Yashuvu Rishoim Lishola. The wicked shall return or go back to hell, to the Sheol, to the grave. Kol Goyim Shecheche Elohim. So will go to Sheol, to hell, all the nations Shecheche Elohim who have forgotten God. The Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin wonders about this, and that is Lishaola. If it would say Yashuvu Rishoim Lishol, it would mean may the wicked return or go back to the grave. If it would say Yashuvu Rishoim Sheola, we know a hey at the end of the word serves as a lamed at the beginning of the word. Here we have Yashuvu Rishoim Lishaola. The Rishoyim will return, or did return, or should return, to the grave, twice. The Gemara says, Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kufhei, that this means that they go to the bottommost part of hell. Not just to hell, but the bottom of hell. Sheyerdu lemadrega hatachtono shel Sheol. David is praying that they be cast down to the bottommost parts of hell. The word Shecheche Elohim, which means these are people who have forgotten God, that's how we would normally translate it. However, the Targum translates it a little bit differently. And he says, Shecheche Elohim means those who have made others forget God. In the Aramaic, the Ashliyu the Chaltod Hashem, Asher Hishkichu Yiras Hashem. They have caused God's awe, the fear of God, to be forgotten. And David continues, with words of great bitochon. Ki lo lo netzach yishochach evyon. The poor person will not be forgotten forever. Tikvas aniyim tovad lo ad. As the Radak says, there should be the word lo here is missing, but the word lo at the beginning of the pasuk serves for the end of the pasuk too, as if it read ki lo lo netzach yishochach evyon. The evyon will not be forgotten forever. Ki lo tikvas anovim tovad lo'ad, and the hope of the humble or of the poor will not be lost forever. Kumo Hashem, and then a prayer. Rise, O God, Kumo Hashem, al yo'oz enosh. Let not man be brazen. Let not him be full of ha'ozo, full of chutzpah. Yishavtu goyim al ponecho. May they lose this chutzpah when they come to be judged by you. She saw Hashem moro lohem. God put upon them a fear. Put the fear of God into them. Yedu goyim enosh hemo selo. May the people of the world know that they are merely men, that they are merely human. And as the Radak stresses, the word enosh is related to the word onush, which means vulnerable. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Kapitel Lamed, onush l'shivrech, vulnerable, fragile, weak. May people realize that we are both very vulnerable people. She saw Hashem Mor Elohim. This is the prayer of Rosh Hashanah. V'chein ten pachtecha. God, help them be afraid. V'heimoscha al kol ma'asecha. Help them be afraid. Help people realize that they're just human. They're not gods. So we come to the conclusion of this Kapitel Tes of chapter 9.